Thursday, December 23rd. The president met with Finch today on politics in general and got into the question of the California Congressional at-large slate of five. The president was quite fascinated with the concept and wants to put Finch, Weinberger, Monaghan, and Sanchez on. Wanted Finch and me to talk to Weinberger about getting him to run and so on. So he's very much intrigued. President, during the meeting, dropped an interesting Nixonism, which is, quote, "The bureaucracy has a vested interest in preserving the chaos in which it lives," close quote. I had a long talk with Scali at his request this afternoon. He is deeply emotionally upset, partly as a result of bruised ego problems, because he isn't being brought in to the degree that he wants to be and had thought he would be. But the real problem is that he's convinced that Henry has practically taken leave of his senses, that he's lying to the press, lying to the secretary, and worst of all, lying to the president, particularly on India-Pakistan. He thinks that there's going to be a substantial problem for Henry with the press, because a number of them now realize he's lied to them and are out to get him, and that Rogers also realizes this, has confronted Scali with the fact, and John just doesn't know how to cope with it. On the other hand, Henry had talked to me saying that Scali was leaking, that Scali had told Rogers that Henry had talked to Hensley and Kulik on the background or last Friday, and that he had seen Henry talking to Marvin Kalb in Bermuda. Scali's side of that story is that he only told Rogers this after having lied to him and telling him it hadn't happened, but then getting Henry's agreement that he should tell Rogers that it had been done, because Rogers already knew it anyway. There is a valid problem here, and one we're going to have to figure out how to deal with. I told Scali I'd work with him on it, but that I needed some time to figure it out, and that I probably would have to wait till the time when I could spend considerable time on it directly with the president, which is what I intend to try to do. The Kissinger-Rogers problem flared back up as Rogers had a press conference today, and Henry called me tonight all hung up again, because he says Rogers has shot us down on two principal issues. First, saying that there was no danger of cancellation of the Russian summit, which Henry was using as a threat, and secondly, saying there was no agreement to defend Pakistan, which the president had told Henry to get out that there was, to show up Kennedy's involvement in Pakistan. So the thing seems to get more tense and less soluble all the time. End of December 23rd.